USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. North Korea fired two short-range ballistic missiles toward the sea off its east coast on Saturday, hours before South Korea staged a large military show displaying stealth fighters and its own missiles. Pyongyang's fourth launch in a week comes amid a flurry of military muscle flexing by the countries in the region, including joint anti-submarine exercises on Friday by the navies of South Korea, the U.S., and Japan. Vice President Kamala Harris visited the region this week, meeting with South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol in Seoul on Thursday. The rival Koreas are in a regional arms race that has seen a major increase of weapons and military spending. Marking South Korea's 74th Armed Forces Day, Yoon condemned what he called recent military provocations by the North and vowed to strengthen joint military drills with the U.S. In a rare softening of hostile relations, the White House said Saturday that Venezuela freed seven Americans imprisoned in the South American country, and the United States released two nephews of President Nicolas Maduro's wife, who had been jailed for years on drug smuggling convictions. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin hosted a bond-building meeting between the U.S. and Indo-Pacific allies. Lloyd telling the defense leaders from Philippines, Japan, and Australia at Camp Smith in Hawaii, nations like China, Russia, and North Korea are trying to intimidate the rest of the world through bullying and fear. Austin saying peace in the region is at risk.
But today, that vision is threatened by autocratic countries that peddle disinformation and defy international rules and rely on coercion and intimidation.
She returned on Thursday after visiting the DMZ and the funeral for former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The cleanup continues for Floridians this weekend after Hurricane Ian pummeled the coastline this week. The storm killed at least 52 people nationwide, most of them from Fort Myers, Florida. The storm also left more than 2.5 million people without power, though Governor Ron DeSantis tells reporters Saturday that this number has been cut by more than half, down to only 1.1 million without power as of Saturday afternoon. NATO sends out a warning.
NATO announced it would retaliate for any attacks on the critical infrastructure of its 30 member countries, as it suggested that damage to the Nord Stream gas pipelines off Denmark and Sweden in international waters is the result of sabotage. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The NFL Players Association has exercised its right to remove the independent neurological expert who was involved in a decision to clear Miami Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa to return to a game last Sunday after being evaluated for a head injury, according to a person familiar with the matter. Tagovailoa is in the NFL's concussion protocols after suffering a head injury during Thursday night's game at Cincinnati. The NFLPA declined to comment on the move Saturday, citing its ongoing joint investigation with the NFL into the issue of whether the concussion protocols were followed properly in the case. Union officials had said Friday they were focused on the medical judgments made in the matter, more so than the overall process and whether the protocols were followed as written. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb.